It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Monday. Let's get the date off the computer here. January 12th, 2026. I didn't write it down. I've been talking to you and Steve like forever. Where are you, Jim? You're not plugged in over here. Are you on the other one? Let's see. Talk to me, Jim.
Hello.
Yeah, you're not plugged in. Oh, I'll talk to Steve for a while. Who cares about Jim, right?
We find that very common with Jim, not being plugged in.
You're not plugged in at all?
No, I am.
You're not working? I wonder what it is. I don't know. Maybe I can get Marissa in here to help us out. And grab that one. Just grab that one. That's fine. Thank you, sir. Wow, it just popped. That's weird. All right, let's see. There he is. I hear him.
Hello? We're experiencing technical difficulties.
No, we don't talk about them. But anyway, Jim does have a headset that seems to work now, so
yes.
It could be plugged in the
room. Now that I've already spoken all of the profound things I had to say into the atmosphere with no electronic transmission.
It could be in the wrong side. That might be the deal with the microphone over there. But don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry. We got better stuff to talk about that are full of hot air.
Yes.
Like the balloon.
Are we speaking of Mr. Tickner?
Good transition.
No, not Steve. You.
Oh, damn.
Or the event itself. This is all about, it's about Balloon Fest, and then Sean Buckley is going to come in at the bottom of the hour from Go Lake Havasu. I keep thinking CVB. Every time I say Go Lake Havasu, I got CVB in the back of my mind.
Well, that's because we're too old.
Convention and Visitors Bureau. Uh-huh. Right. That was Dan, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, long time Jared.
God, but before and way before him, Bonnie Barsness.
Okay.
Wow. Going way back.
Yes, absolutely. We do have a couple things to announce to the community here. There's a Fishing for Large and Smallmouth Bass seminar tomorrow night. It's January 13th, 6:30 p.m. This is at the library here in Havasu.
Do the fish attend for this?
No, they
stay in the lake.
The fishermen are like ice, and the fish are like immigrants. Let's put it that way. They're trying to avoid the fishermen, all right?
So no guns allowed.
No, that's right. Hey, don't shoot the fish. Featured speaker is Captain Glenn Levison, the G2 Guide Service. So that is tomorrow night, 6:30. Wanted to get that on for Conrad and Jim, the other Jim. And they are with Anglers United. And again, that is at the Lake Havasu City Library, 1770 North McCulloch Boulevard. It's actually the Mojave County Library in Lake Havasu City, or Havasu Branch. We also have, there's a Steps to Safety. This one is today. It's brought to you by Hospice of Havasu. It's 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. today at Hospice of Havasu. You need to RSVP. Actually, you should have RSVP'd by Friday, but try it today as well. They'll probably let you in. 928-453-2111. That's pretty presumptuous of me, wouldn't you
yes,
say?
Yes, to authorize people to go.
You know, just call. They can't tell you no if you don't call.
Mention your
right?
name.
Right, Steve?
That's right.
If you don't call, it's like asking for money. You can't say
true.
No if you don't call.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
That's right. 928-453-2111. Or shoot him a quick email. That would be Sarah Mesmer. S. Mesmer, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, at hospicehabasu.org.
Yeah, while they're there, they can make some purchases at hospice. I just came from there paying for some of my wife's purchases over the weekend there.
You know, I'm going to tell Steve this, but you're not supposed to hear it, all right? There's, you know that red pepper jelly that's so popular?
Yeah.
I found out why, and they brought two jars full of red pepper jelly. I think this was last year. One was for Jim, and I never told him.
I assume that's been consumed by now.
That's a secret, though. We can't tell Jim.
Yeah.
All right. Another event that's going on is this Saturday, and we could talk about the events that surround Balloon Fest. This is at Lake Havasu Golf Club. It's brought to you by Kiwanis, and it's called the Color on the Colorado Golf Tournament. Right?
It's actually the Havasu Balloon Festival golf tournament.
Oh, it is?
Yes, but Kiwanis, their members are very proactive in getting that set up and running, and they pretty much handle that event. But it's really the actual Havasu Balloon Fest golf tournament.
I always get, you know, the mechanics confused of who does what.
Yeah.
So they're volunteers at Kiwanis actually
Correct.
Work the tournament.
Yeah, they're one of the five service clubs that work the Balloon Fest and make it all happen.
And
nice.
Are the beneficiaries
yes,
of all
yes,
of the
correct.
Vast amount of money it raises.
It looks like 120 per golfer. Includes goodie bag, breakfast, snack, green fees, cart, lunch, and fun. And there's a pretty cool bar in there as well. And contact Fred Robbins. That's 909-226-2348. 909-226-2348. And if it rings for a long time, it's because Fred forgot where he put his phone. So.
And if it rings too long, you can also jump on the Havasu Balloon Fest website,
nice.
And you can register right on there or download the form and all the information.
So I've actually looked at the weather leading up to the 22nd, because that's the first day, right?
Yep.
Thursday the 22nd?
Yep.
And I don't want to jinx it or anything, but it's looking pretty good.
Wow.
Knock on wood.
Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying not to talk about it, think about it.
Right. What happens on the leading up to the Balloon Fest? Where are you guys right now?
Well, we just had our last committee meeting a week ago today, and we have like roughly 30 committee chair people who each have a bunch of people working under them. And so each committee has been busy working since summer, really, to get everything organized and ready for the show. So next week we will start bringing equipment and setting up and getting ready for Thursday's grand opening.
How much work do you guys put into this DSM event, man?
Oh, a vast amount. We, over the years, have become the major contractor to the festival. We do all of the heavy lifting, the tents, the stage, the power, the security, the communications, the lighting, on and on.
Yep.
I know how big the jet ski final, the world finals
yes.
are. How does this event compare to the World Finals?
Well, I would say it is very similar. The World Finals is an 8-day event, and so nothing quite measures up to spending a total of 16 days
it's
in
a long,
one spot.
Yeah, it's a long time.
You know,
right.
But as far as the number of activities that we've enabled, the Balloon Festival has more. And,
really?
And Steve, what number is this?
What? 15th year.
The 15th year?
Yep.
Well,
wow.
I recall 16 years ago when Constance Stopler on this very show announced the first ever Balloon Festival was going to take place. And I remember saying, Constance, don't you know this is Havasu?
Who was the host of that show? It was me.
I think it was you. Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
And
it was Constant
said,
and somebody else. But
well,
I don't remember who.
Somebody else.
Somebody from maybe from Rotary.
Perhaps Jim Day.
It was. It was. It was Jim Day.
And I remember Constant saying that he had done his homework and that there were many balloon festivals where a balloon never got launched, and I found that hard to believe. And sadly, we've learned that's true.
Yeah.
But the festival is great. Balloons are not even.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, yeah, it's a outdoor event. I kind of laugh because a lot of people say, why don't you move it to a different weekend or a different month? And I'm like, hey, if you can guarantee me there'll be no wind that weekend, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Maybe I should play Crystal Ball by Styx. That's pretty funny. But as I remember, the big rub on this was like, how are you going to get all of these nonprofits to play in the same sandbox together?
Yeah, well,
you remember that?
Yes, and I think that as the festival grew and I think it was the Kiwanis that launched it, wasn't it?
Or no,
it was the Lions.
And he had three Rotary,
it.
Right?
Yep.
But no Kiwanis, if
correct.
I remember.
That's
right.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
We actually had two Lions clubs until a couple of years ago, and the one Lions club disbanded, and we picked up the Kiwanis, and boy, have they been fantastic.
You know what I love about the Lions club? If you're a lion, like, say, Steve, you're Lion Steve.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But, no, it was the big deal was, okay, you're going to make all of this revenue and then split it in the community.
Yeah.
But it's still going on today.
Absolutely, yes. Yep. So to date, through the 2025 event, we've donated back just shy of $2.2 million.
Oh.
To the community, and it's all that money stays in Lake Havasu. So, it gets divided up between the five service clubs, and then each of those clubs gets to decide which charities and organizations they want to donate to.
Last year was a challenge because of the weather, if I remember right.
A little bit.
But you still had a good year, correct?
Yeah.
In donations.
Yeah, it was.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, a lot of people come down there. We have, of course, our great sponsors like Anderson Toyota, who really, really help fill the coffers. The event is fairly expensive just to put it on and set it up and make it happen. But we typically end up with, you know, $35,000 per club. One record year we had a couple of years ago when the weather was perfect, we had about a $250,000, profit mm-hmm. that went right back to the community. So $50,000 per club.
Whoa.
Which is just awesome.
And then that gets trickled down then?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Each club gets their share. Then each club gets to decide, you know, they might do it to the high school marching band or the Lighthouse Club or, you know, whatever charity, in town, that they feel like they want to support.
Is there any coordination between the clubs, Steve? I mean, like, if your club was going to give to the Marine Association and you discover that two of the other clubs are also giving to that organization
or
something?
Yeah, nothing organized like that. I mean, I think they kind of somewhat are aware of what some of the other clubs are doing, but it's kind of more of a just kind of an unwritten.
So it's really completely up to the clubs
what
they do with
the but interestingly enough, I don't think there's a lot of overlap. Hmm. Yeah.
Did you want to go over a calendar of events now, or do you want to take a short break? Or?
Oh, we can do the calendar of events. Yeah,
a little
absolutely.
Bit of it, though, anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the big attractions, from what I understand, are the nightclubs.
Oh, the nightclubs are fantastic. Each night at 6:30, you know, that's where the balloons set up on the field, and barring again no wind, they inflate. We usually have, I don't know, 15 or so balloons, and if you've never been to it, it's just surreal to be there. They have a DJ, and they do a countdown in like 3, 2, 1, and then all the balloons pull up their little propane, you know, blasters, and they fire them up, and it's just a beautiful sight.
Does it get loud enough? I know they put out quite a noise, the propane, the flame,
yes,
and that.
Yeah.
Does it get loud enough to where some people might want to wear dB reducing earplugs?
I don't think so.
Not that loud?
No.
Well, I've never been to one.
It's also not that kind of a noise.
Okay.
It's more of a roar.
Yes.
Than a shriek, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm the guy that wears them to the racetrack, so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's definitely not that loud. So the cool thing, too, is if you can, you know, the spectators can walk right in amongst the balloons, so you're not like watching it from the sidelines. You're just in it. And like I said, it's really kind of surreal to just be surrounded by these giant balloons all lit up, and it's quite something. If you haven't done it, I highly suggest it.
Oh, maybe I'll go this year.
And that's part
see
of your
it once.
That's part of your admission fee, you know. So, and by the way, it's only $20, and that's good for all 4 days. You get a wristband, and you can come and go. You can come to the night glow every night if you want. You can come see different bands, come and go as you please. So it's pretty good bargains for entertainment value.
Yeah, don't try to get that wristband off either and hand it to somebody else, because it's very difficult.
That's right.
From what I understand.
Try it.
I've never tried it. I'm just saying.
The big kids told you.
You have a retail store too, correct?
Yeah, we do.
It's still going across the way here.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it's just on McCulloch near the intersection of Aquario, or just a couple doors down from that.
And, oh, it's over there. Okay.
Yeah, Balloon Fest store. I have all of our balloon merchandise. I've got some really cool designs, and just every year the designs they've been coming up with, especially for the past few years, have just been really, really cool.
How much time daily do you put into Balloon Fest right now?
Well, it kind of right now I'm probably 2-3 hours a day, I'd say, just coordinating and, you know.
He's on vacation,
getting
Jim.
Getting insurance in place and, you know, you name it.
So I pulled up some Fifth Dimension, of course.
Oh,
up and away.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
right. There's a documentary called Summer of Soul, and they do this live at the it's in an outdoor venue at the Harlem Music Festival. It's a 3-week event, if you can imagine, like right during the Woodstock era.
Oh, cool.
Anyway. Nice. Yeah, and they actually do this live. It's pretty amazing. But Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. are the two, you know, male and female leads. So, they're looking at the footage going, whoa, were we really that young? Kind of cool. Anyway, Balloon Fest coming up January 22nd?
Yep.
23rd, 24th, 25th?
Yep.
All right, that's a Thursday through Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday's a little abbreviated. We'll come back and we'll tell you about the schedule when we come back. 928-854 KNTR 928-854-5687. We have a text question. We'll look at that when we're off the air. That's 928-727-5566. If you want to make this talk and text radio, like the caricature over there, not just listen radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. You know, if I had the English lyrics, I could translate that. I actually heard that version first back in the day.
Yep.
Steve. I mean, Jim was probably listening to the radio back then, I'm sure. Right?
I certainly was.
In the days of Marconi.
It's about 1985-ish.
Yeah.
Sure. You were too?
Of course.
Oh, we're the same age.
Here we are.
Scary stuff.
I probably got you.
How come I have more of the dark stuff than you?
I don't know. It's always been a blondie.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink.
Yes.
Now you know. All right.
With a battery.
And find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Bradley Chevrolet, and Bradley Ford, by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also, Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, by Perkins American Food Company, Springberg Wealth Management, by A&B Propane, and Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And you were surprised to find out they're asking for food truck owners.
Yeah.
Blonzy Steakhouse has opened their lot for only $700 a month on a flexible month-to-month basis. No commitments or staying on the property. And power hookups and services are available. If you want more information, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Melissa Lucas, who owns Blonzy's.
And
there you go.
Also, we must say they serve the best breakfast in town.
You would know, huh?
I know. We had Steve and I. No, we are regular.
It's the corporate dining room for DSM events, yes.
Wow. It looks like the sports schedule is done for this week, possibly. Hmm. That might make for a nice early day today.
Huh?
I have to double check it, but hopefully it's correct. So, yeah, you have the NFL playoffs. Who are you going for tonight? You got Houston Texans at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know. My Vikings are out, so at this point.
They were out a long time ago.
They
probably have the fifth pick in the draft. We have number three, right? The Cardinals?
Yeah.
I say we because I used to play for them. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
there
kidding.
You go. Yes.
So we did have a comment via text. If you want to text in your comment, it's 928-727-5566. They're talking about, first I thought they were talking about our signal. They're talking about the night glow. It's not that loud. It's more of a white noise, honestly, just a hum of all of them together. And the heat during a cold night makes up for it. LOL. I don't know why that would be funny. do they know what bands are coming yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we've got, you know, some local favorites like Brianna Marie, Tyler Halsey, Matt Ferris is going to be there this year.
Got Matt coming?
Yeah, Matt's coming.
I wouldn't mind seeing Matt and Brianna on stage together doing at least one song.
Well, you never know. It could happen.
You know, the high-low.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Garage Boys are our Saturday night band.
They're from Vegas, I believe.
Yep.
Those guys
yeah.
are good.
Really
oh.
good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So
we got somebody. We got somebody ringing the phone. It's not for calling, folks. It's for texting. So if you're calling that phone, 928-727-5566, go ahead and text your question. And that's kind of the point of a text line, right?
Makes sense to me.
It's the Garage Boys Band? Is that the name of the band?
Yeah.
I'll have to find that. Give us some of the events like day to day. I saw on the website it's pretty extensive.
Yeah, every day is just full activity, so it's not just about balloons and that's it. So one thing I'm excited about is we have a brand new carnival this year, and we've kind of flip-flopped the design of the venue, and the carnival is coming in. It's going to take up a lot more space. They're going to bring way bigger rides. It'll just be awesome. So really looking forward to that. And then all day, every day, we have our food court, you know, come down and get some really great stuff. We've got music all day, every day. We've got the superhero stunt bike team that's going to be out there all weekend. Those guys are awesome if you haven't seen them.
Yeah, they were
They're really
great.
Some amazing stuff. So we have some of the local guys like the Lake Havasu City Disc Dogs, Havasu Hula Dancers, the Mojave County Sheriff K-9 Division comes out and does a demo. I mean, there's just stuff like that going on all day. So... of course, in the mornings, weather dependent, our balloon launches are set for 7:45 a.m., our mass ascension, so hopefully we'll get a few of those off.
Yeah, and, you know, people that haven't been before come expecting that it's, you go to a balloon event, it's like going to a car show.
Yeah.
You're going to go and see cars. Other than these mass ascensions, one in the morning, as Steve said, and one in the afternoon, weather permitting, you may not see balloons.
Yeah.
Ben,
really?
Sure.
Huh.
Yeah. There are display times, there's tethered balloons, and all of it is so wind sensitive that you may or may not see any balloons on the property at the time you go. But there's a million other things to do and see, and 100 vendors, a bigger carnival than ever before.
Yep.
Lots of stuff.
Is that why it seems like they go up in the morning so
exactly.
early? Because
usually
of
calmer.
The calmness?
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Usually calmer in the morning.
It's just like getting up to go fishing, you guys.
Yeah, and temperature.
I got you.
Yep.
I got you. Okay, we have one more question on the text line, 928-727-5566. Where can someone buy tickets in the evening? I live in Kingman and can't get to Havasu before the balloon store closes. Can they find them online?
You can buy them right at the event.
Yeah, then go to the gate.
When you go to the gate, just come on down and get them right there before you go in. So there's no need to. You can buy them in advance at the Balloon Fest store. It's open from 10 till 2 every day up until I think next Wednesday. And then after that, just buy them at the gate. So it's probably easier just to not make a special trip and just buy them when you get down to
the gate.
Man,
our listeners are all over it, aren't they?
Yeah, that's cool.
I think most of them actually want to be the host. So I don't know. I doubt it. All right. Anything else we missed, Steve, before we let you go?
There's one more kind of really fun part of the event is on Saturday morning we do a 5K, 10K fun run. Well, last year we had over 250 people join for that, so if you haven't signed up for that, you can do that on the website, havasuballoonfestival.com.
All right, perfect. I'm going to take you out with the little Garage Boys.
Okay, let's do it.
Amazing what you can find
preview.
On Spotify. This is Untethered, so, right?
Yes, yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Oh.
And without a net, so I've never played this song before. But they are good. I've heard them in the past on Spotify, so... Steve Ticknor, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Steve is the executive director of the Havasu Balloon Fest and
president of DSM Events. DSM Events.
Nice. President. Wow.
Ooh.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Nice.
That means he drew the short straw.
Yeah, right.
So how does he divide up his time between the Balloon Fest and his DSM Events
job?
Oh,
he spent it all at the Balloon Festival.
Oh. Okay, perfect. Sean Buckley coming in next. Hopefully he's on deck out there. You know he's a college baseball player, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was a pitcher.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day.
I can see that. I can see
so
that.
So he's on deck. Always when he's here.
Yes.
Right? All right, back with more in a moment. And if you hadn't heard the good news, Ketel Marte is not getting traded.
Okay.
You know who Ketel Marte is, right? Probably
I don't really.
The biggest star on the Diamondbacks.
I don't follow baseball too much. Sorry about that.
He's the big gun.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the second all-star
and
second baseman.
And he's staying with the team.
He's staying.
Good, that's good.
Yep, until they can work a deal for, well, I'm not going to say. I don't want to jinx it. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We've got Go Lake Havasu coming in next. Right, Jim?
Yes, indeed.
All right, stay with us. Yeah. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Out, and that is the Garage Boys who are going to be at Balloon Fest from my hometown. I can admit it again.
As in Vegas?
Yes. Well, I denounced them for a while.
No. All of Vegas you denounced, or just the Garage Boys?
We were talking about it with Ron Gould on Thursday. Governor Joe Lombardo recently has a referendum on boys playing girl sports, and it's not going to happen. If he gets his way. So I'm like, well, that's a good reason to be from Nevada again. Thank you very much, right? You'll see the details on my Facebook page. Just check it out. Go to, I think it's facebook.com/YoPauly. I'm serious, too, with an IE. All right. Let's see. Again, we have the Steelers and the Texans tonight at 5:30 is the pregame on our sister station, KNTR Sports. And don't forget about an evening with Scott Jennings. That is on Saturday, where is the date? I better get that on that young lady. There it is, January 31st. I knew that. January 31st, it's a Saturday at the Aviv Resort and Casino and VIP admission. I think they only have general admission left. It's $125. Scott Jennings, of course, our midnight show here on KNTR Talk. He's a CNN senior political contributor, and I believe you get a copy of his book, or maybe the VIP only. It's called A Revolution of Common Sense, and it's by Scott Jennings. So that is a special guest at the AV, and he's going to be with Paul Gosar, and the event is at 6 p.m. Nevada time, 7 o'clock Arizona, on Saturday the 31st. And Sean Buckley on his way in, we're told, right?
He wants to make a grand appearance.
No, he's got a little personal issue going on, so I don't want to really talk about that, but okay. I lost the... There it is. Who the show's brought to you by.
Yes.
I would have gotten fired.
More important.
Right. Brought to you by The Chair. Of course, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also by Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, home of the self-service doggy washes, right?
Still going on even in the cold weather.
I don't know. I think they're indoors, Jim.
Oh.
I think it's somewhere in the store. All right, okay. By the Lewis team with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and, of course, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Fade out and everything.
Very professional.
The Garage Boys. But, yeah, you reminded me, we probably want to talk about this on, is it in February or late January? The winter blast is coming up.
Yes, it is mid-February. It is the 13th to the 15th at Sarah Park. This, folks, is the biggest pyrotechnic opportunity that you'll ever have, is to see the convention and trade show that's held there by the Western Pyrotechnic Association.
Yeah, these are fireworks that are in the making, correct?
Yeah, much of it is actually made right there on the site by the pyrotechnicians.
Wow.
And thanks to great wisdom at City Hall, the city and Go Lake Havasu continue to be a sponsor of this trade show and convention. And as a result of that, we're able to have spectators come at the Speedway, sit in the grandstands, or just stay parked in their car and watch on on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
You still have Chip Chulosky as a consultant?
Yes, indeed. Chip is a consultant, part of the DSM staff on this, and Chip is the liaison between the Western Pyrotechnic Association and our city hall.
I got you.
And that comes from his many years as the fire marshal, where he had so much activity involved directly in all of the permits and
fire marshal
safety.
Chip.
Yeah.
Right. But there's strict regulations with winter blasts because of course the fire that's involved.
Yes.
Right. You know, we have our own little pyro here in the station, right?
Oh.
Marissa June.
Uh-huh.
She buys them out over there. She buys for the fourth.
Oh, good.
When it comes to winter blasts, they have a pretty good customer with Marissa.
Oh, super. And so just so that people know, it is not intended to be a show. It is this professional organization's members, over 700 of
Ooh.
Them come together in Havasu every year for this convention. The public isn't allowed in their actual convention area inside the Speedway pits, but we can accommodate you parking in the parking areas at Sarah Park, and it's sitting in the grandstand. $10 a carload to come and park and watch from your car. $10 more per seat if you want to go in and sit in the grandstand. But spectacular. We'll talk more about that as we get nearer.
Sean, what's your favorite number?
My favorite number. We talking 1 through 10? We talking 1 through
10? No, like when you wore a jersey. What was your favorite number? Did you have one?
Yeah, I liked 23.
Mine was really? Michael Jordan?
Well, more like Don Mattingly. That was
nice.
My guy. That was my
nice.
Guy.
Really?
Absolutely.
But you're a pitcher.
I was, but that's how I grew up, was on Yankee baseball, watching.
Oh, I was just going to do the Yankee announcer, too. Now batting, right?
Love it.
Number 23.
Exactly.
Wow, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. So sorry for the delay.
It's okay.
Gentlemen. Good to see
Not
you.
Not a problem.
Happy
Sean Buckley is here, the CEO of Go Lake Havasu. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We're getting off to a hot start. This weekend is really going to be
really
good. We've got a lot on the horizon.
But what is this weekend then?
Okay, so the first thing is
I was thinking Balloon Fest, but that's not for a couple weeks.
Balloon Fest is coming up, but we've got this Parker 400 thing. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of this, but it's a brand new one for me. I haven't seen
it. Little on social media.
Yeah.
Havasu has a part in
this.
Yeah,
we do. We're hosting a street party. We've got that coming up.
Having the tech and inspection and contingency inspection here.
Yep.
They did that once before, and it was a great hit.
It looks like a blast on social media.
It does look cool.
The spot I saw, anyway.
Exactly right. And then we've got buses by the bridge. They're all coming in. I don't know if you guys have seen
the
Volkswagens, but they're
full down
in.
There already.
It's great.
That's another Marissa event. She loves the hippie look down there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And then we're working with Jim and Company. We've got Rockabilly on the horizon. We've got some floating boats and Desert Storm, and we're starting to put that out there. And
it's... Right. I have to bring this up, and I don't mean to blindside you or anything, but the Ironman... a triathlon.
Yeah.
Right? I understand the city said no to Ironman. What was your part in this?
So I want to clarify that. I don't know if that's completely correct. What I would say, Paul, is this, that there's a conversation with Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be immediate? No. Is it going to be long term? We certainly hope so. You know, I mean, it's one of a number of conversations that we have kind of in the background. This was one that had kind of a clock ticking at the onset because they really wanted to host it in 2026, mm-hmm. which was a tall ask, you know, and so they knew that was going to be, you know, drive a little bit of urgency, drive some conversation.
What time frame in 2026? Like
that would have been
2 months away?
That would have been November, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's about when they're looking at, because they just closed up Tempe after 21 years, and it's been in that mid-November time frame. So it's a great addition to the Lake Havasu City calendar if, in fact, it makes logistic sense. And so that's where we are. I mean, this is a major international sporting event.
Uh-huh.
Big triathlon, a lot of moving parts, just an awful lot to put together in 30 days. So now that pressure's off. We can look towards the future and really see, you know, what we can do and when we can do it. It's an interesting conversation to be a part of. It's great to be recognized on that degree of a scale.
Well, it's good to know that it's not an official no, then, is what you're saying.
I would definitely not say it's a no any more than I'd say it's a yes. I'd say it's a conversation, and we're glad to be part of it.
Okay, so one location closes. You're saying Tempe. I thought, I thought it might be Tucson, but Tempe?
It was Tempe, and that's okay. Just because of urban development. You know, they had their cycling course broken up into three separate stages, and so they don't want to break it up any further than that, which would have warranted a fourth or a fifth stage or whatever. So that's what's got them looking for a potential new location.
You're in pretty good shape. You thinking about participating?
If it comes to Lake Havasu City, you
really?
Oh, I would absolutely dive in. That would be my one.
Dive in. Nice. Is that run? The first part? Fun? The swim?
The swim. Then it's the cycle. Then it closes with the run.
You have to cycle after swimming?
After swimming.
That's got to be brutal.
Well, you should see
and
it.
Running after both.
Absolutely. they have it so organized. I mean, you're talking about 2,000 participants, and these guys are paying anywhere from $800 to $1,000 just to register, and that's not even counting their equipment. Their bikes are running up in the $10,000.
That's a lot of participants.
And then they have these stages where they've got to have the transition between the swim and the cycling. So everything's bagged up, everything's numbered, and it's a really well-orchestrated, well-oiled machine when you see it.
Is this a marathon we're talking about?
A triathlon.
No, I mean the running part.
The running part, yep.
A marathon. Exactly. 26.2? Yeah,
yep.
Something like that.
100-plus mile road cycle. Wow. And,
that's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
I better get training now.
Humans can't do that.
Oh, I'm dragging you out there, Paul. If it's coming here, that's going to Paris, buddy.
I used to run three miles a day religiously, but that's when I played ball.
Yeah, right.
My knees wouldn't let me run
around the block.
Three steps, but no kidding. But anyway, no, it's good to hear. It's not an official no, so that's why I wanted to bring that up.
I would definitely put it there. I don't know how much we're going to have to talk about it, you know, it's as things develop, if things develop. But like I say, I mean, it's an interesting conversation to be a part of, and we're hopeful. You know, it's just great to have that kind of dialogue.
Legit. Oh, go ahead, Jim.
There's a, you know, for the public at large, we've had smaller versions of this in the past and in town over the years.
Right.
And the amount of logistics that are behind athletes is staggering. And I think that, our listeners may not be aware that it places quite a burden on city services.
That's
as far as what?
Road closures, as far as medical services and police and fire and just everything.
Yeah,
you know,
traffic impact is gigantic.
Absolutely. Huh. Yeah, yeah.
And it's not readily apparent because nobody sees the whole picture of it.
They're just seeing the athletes and they're just seeing them out there race. I think it's pretty simple.
I would have them swim from the California side to Arizona, right? Mm-hmm. Then go uphill, right? to say what is that up there, the foothills, and then
run
the marathon downhill.
There you go.
There you go.
That's how on the back half.
That's how I would do it.
I thought entice some participation.
I trust you could do it. I'll hold your coat.
No, I'm not saying I would do it, but just to make it easier on the participants, you know. The uphill part, you don't have to run. You can at least be on wheels.
You can kind of power walk it, you know what I mean? Just,
exactly.
Yeah. And dry off in the process.
Exactly. So I just can't believe you're all set for that.
Not yet, but we want to be. You know,
wow.
Well, and who knows where this goes?
I mean you personally.
Oh yeah.
As a participant.
Yeah. No, I would have to commit to that. If it was brought here, then I would have to, champion the flag.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I've ran ultras in the past. And
oh, have you?
Yeah, I have. I've ran a couple. I've ran a 30K, a 50K, so I've been out there. It's been a minute, but, I've never ran a triathlon.
He's a maniac, folks, right? Sean Buckley, CEO of Go
Look
Capsule. And thanks for coming in on short notice.
Absolutely.
You're going to be the second Monday standing now at 12:30. You like that?
Love it.
All right.
Glad
perfect.
To be here.
Perfect. Let's see. We were talking about events. Balloon Fest, right?
Balloon Fest.
You're in marketing 2.0 mode right now with everything.
And that's just the front facing. That's just what the public sees. Next week, I'll be in New York City for 3 days participating in the International Media Marketplace. So this is one that we're going to be participating with our public relations firm. And we go out there and we talk with all these writers and media editors and personnel from all over the world, really, to try to get some exposure for Lake Havasu City. You touched on Ironman a little bit. Canada is another hot topic in tourism right now.
Really?
We're talking about just points of consideration. It's a little bit softer for Canadian tourism, and I think our market is one of those that fuels it potentially heavier than a lot of southwestern markets. You know, so we've got to supplement that. We've got to supplement that with new domestic destinations. We're seeing a lot of new incoming traffic from Salt Lake City, from Denver, from Albuquerque, Minneapolis, places like that. But we also need to open new international markets. So all of our eggs aren't in one basket. We've got a little bit more diversity there.
Well, we know the Canadians are affected by about 72 cents on the dollar, right?
Yeah,
that's their currency is the big problem.
Yeah.
Is that the same with the other international markets?
You know, and that's the one thing I've always loved about international marketing is somebody's dollar is stronger than ours, always.
Uh-huh.
The exchange rate, there's always some degree of fluctuation.
The euro used to be.
Euro used to be a great, great one for us. Benelux and Denmark and some of those markets. Right now, Paul, we're getting a lot of interest out of Asia, and this is resonating statewide as well. We're seeing a lot of new disposable income out of the Chinese market, obviously. Japanese market's one of those that's really influential over there, so we might see some real potential there.
Wow. Glad to know that Chinese have a lot of disposable income.
So we're giving it to them.
Sean, how rapidly can you switch focus to a new market like that? Must be very difficult.
Well, it's time consuming. It's like, you know, trying to teach the Titanic how to do a U-turn. It just takes time.
Nice.
Once you get it in motion, it's in motion, but it's not a quick and easy process, Jim. I'm really glad you asked that because it's not one where you can expect immediate returns. You know, we go to Minneapolis and we develop Minneapolis or Denver or Salt Lake for that winter market. We should be able to see some returns in that annual. When we go international, it takes a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're probably a year, if not 2 years out to get plugged into an itinerary, to get an existing itinerary developed or modified to where we're a part of it. It's just a little bit different of a marketing and massaging process.
And it would make sense, people planning their vacations.
That far out?
Yeah, and from that far away, the farther away it is, the more difficult it must be to work it into your home plan.
That's very true, and there's two different types of international traveler. We have the group traveler and then what we call the foreign independent traveler, FIT traveler, you know, and those ones are a little bit more malleable. We might be able to turn those a little bit more immediate, but when you're building into a group tour itinerary, yeah, you're at least a year, if not
have
a couple
years out. Have we ever been a big recipient of group tours?
I can't say. I can say last year we went to Go West. That was one of my first initiatives. I think I was a month and a half in, and they hosted that in Palm Springs. This year they'll be in Las Vegas at the end of March, and we'll be there for that as well.
I don't picture that in our past.
I don't know.
That we've ever been big on mass groups arriving, tour groups and things.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've been kind of a stop on other people's groups.
Yeah. Right.
You know, come see the bridge kind of thing.
Sure.
But to be a destination.
Yeah.
Of groups. I don't think that's been in our past.
Well, internationally, if you look at us geographically, it's kind of an easy sell because we're the center of the spoke, if you will. They could fly into L.A., they could fly into Vegas, they could fly into Phoenix, and we're just about equidistant from all of those major international access points.
Yeah, 3 hours. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
Really advantageous.
How far into your contract are you right now? How long have you been Go Lake Havasu CEO?
Just about a year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What are the highlights then, and what were the lowlights for you?
Oh, highlights and lowlights. I don't know that there's really been any lowlights, to be honest with you. You know, I picked up the
big learning curve, though, huh?
It's where I picked up the bell curve. Exactly right. Where did I come in that evolution? There's been a lot of highlights. You know,
working with DSM, certainly.
Working
must
with DSM, you know.
Wow.
And then there's everything else, right?
You had an inaugural event on 4th of July.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We had the Fire on the Water, which I think was a resounding success. We had a good project working together on the London Bridge Days Parade. We had some, you know, we're now an award-winning destination, which I'm really proud to be a part of, and I hope you guys are too. When we talk about USA Today, we talk about Condé Nast in the past month just recognizing the Lake Havasu State Park as one of the top 15 beaches
we
in the
country.
We did
get recognized.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice, because we tried to help with that.
That's right. I mean, that's real recent. Right now, we're actively, you know, in the running for Parade Magazine. One of Best America's Small Towns in 2026.
Oh,
so,
congratulations.
You know, there's always something that's elevating us, and it's just, you know, trying to keep that cloud afloat is really the challenge now, which is great.
Keep your office busy.
It does.
Looking at all of those things that we aren't even aware of until you make us aware of it.
You know, and looking at those, but also the different technologies and the different tools that are out there, and also what other DMOs are doing. That's what I'm challenging my team with right now. Come to me with an idea, but see how somebody else is doing it and how we can do it better.
Make it
specific to our destination.
I just want to know, how in the heck did you become a Yankee fan? The dreaded Yankee fan? Really?
In the middle of Wyoming, we had satellite dishes. Remember the rotating satellite
dishes?
And we could pick up the YES Network, and we got all the home
dishes.
Gotcha. Great.
my dad has a Boston Red Sox logo on his gravestone.
Is that right?
That's why I said the dreaded Yankee fan, right?
Yeah.
I grew up a Cincinnati Reds fan, though. Big Red Machine.
Yeah.
That was my team.
Absolutely.
All right. Now I'm a D-backs fan.
Johnny and company.
Ketel Marte is staying.
Nice. Yeah.
That's because they're going to go after somebody later. I'm going to tell you who.
Is that right? You know?
Yeah.
You're
an Arizonan.
Like it.
Who's big.
Good.
And he's a pitcher.
Nice.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Our guest, of course, Sean Buckley, Gold Lake Havasu CEO. Jim Russell's here as well from DSM Events.
Yes.
We call him Brother Jim.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Well, good show today. You learned a lot about what's coming up events-wise here in Lake Havasu City. Big thanks to Steve Ticknor and Sean Buckley for coming in. Really appreciate it. Tough on a Monday sometimes when you got a lot going on. Anyway, on tomorrow's show, we've got City Manager Jess Knudsen coming in, and he's got Development Services Director Jeff Tuneman coming with him. On Wednesday, the Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce is scheduled to be here along with River Cities United Way. And Thursday, guess who's coming back? That's right, Brian Springberg. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg on Thursday. Right now, we're going to make way for Sean Hannity. That's right, Big Sean, Karate Man, coming up next on KNTR Talk. Stay with us all afternoon on the Voice of the Free. And I'm Paul Lavoie. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.